Polls continue to show broad support for stay-home measures and a methodical reopening of the economy, but a vocal minority of Americans loudly opposes the restrictions. That view was on display at an unpermitted rally at the Washington Capitol over the weekend. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
They came bearing arms and carrying signs that read, "Let my people go and stop the tyranny." But few wore masks or socially distanced. It was the second hazardous liberty protest at the Capitol.
Let's hear for the business owners that are willing to open up. Come on, come on.
The State Patrol estimated the crowd at 1,500. From the start, it was clear the focus of the crowd's ire was Democratic Governor Jay Inslee.
All right, everyone sing loud with me. Loud enough that that petty tyrant will hear us.
The event brought together bikers, pro-Trump flag wavers, unemployed bartenders, fed-up business owners, and far-right groups like the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, and Three Percenters. On the makeshift stage, a long list of fiery speakers, including several conservative state lawmakers.
Freedom is the cure! Freedom is the cure! You're out, Jay Inslee! You're out!
Governor Inslee! You're an outlaw!
Those were Republican state representatives Matt Shea, Vicky Kraft, and Robert Sutherland. Inslee has rolled out a four-phase plan to reopen the economy, but many in the crowd said it's not happening fast enough and that the governor's orders are unconstitutional infringements on their freedom.
Let's sing it together. God bless America.
That view, coupled with a belief that COVID-19 really isn't that dangerous, is what brought people together on the lawn of the state capitol in defiance of the governor's orders. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.